Welcome to Sports at Large. These days, it's hard to imagine an NFL roster that doesn't have a player who played his college football at the University of Alabama. More than 80 former members of the Crimson Tide are in the league, which makes sense given that the Alabama program has claimed 18 national championships, 6 in the last 13 alone. That list of Alabama NFL players includes Ravens running back Derrick Henry, Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts, and Houston pass rusher Will Anderson. All three have a place among football's elite. All three are black. With more than 60% of the NFL workforce consisting of men of color, the racial makeup of a team should seem unimportant and not worth mentioning. But if you know anything about the history of college football, particularly the Southern brand, you know that race is at its core. While teams throughout the North, West, and Midwest were welcoming black players to their roles throughout the 50s and 60s, Southern schools like Alabama, Louisiana State, and Mississippi stubbornly refused to break the color line deep into the Civil Rights era. Legendary Alabama coach Paul Bear Bryant recognized that he could not continue to win championships without an infusion of black players, but he couldn't convince his fan base of this truth. That is, until Bryant scheduled a home game against Southern California in 1970. What Alabama fans watched was a Trojan curb stomping as USC beat the Tide 42-21 with an all-black backfield led by fullback Sam Bam Cunningham, who ran for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns. Soon after, those Southern schools began to welcome black players because in the Deep South, when it comes to college football, even racism takes a backseat to winning. It's 56 years later, and race continues to be at the center of the modern game of college football, albeit in slightly muted tones. Lane Kiffin, who has taken 5 different college head coaching jobs in the last 17 years, will take over at LSU this fall after 5 years at Mississippi. Kiffin's departure from the Mississippi campus was bathed in controversy as he dithered about whether he would be staying or not. Folks in Oxford aren't likely to be thrilled with a Vanity Fair profile of Kiffin, in which the coach claims that his efforts to recruit there were hampered by the school's reluctance to let go of its segregated past, witnessed in part by the school's team's nickname, the Rebels. This comes as legislators across the South, from Georgia to Tennessee, to Alabama, to Mississippi, to, yes, Louisiana, rushed to redraw their congressional legislative district lines. That's in the wake of a Supreme Court ruling that invalidates sections of the Voting Rights Act that have protected majority-minority legislative districts, mainly in the South. There are some who believe that talented young black college-age athletes should boycott schools in states that move to alter district lines for apparent racial reasons. That might give some Southerners a stark option: racism or college football success. It's a choice that may not be as easy as you might think. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.